Even with insurance, insulin coverage can be complicated. David Johnson lives in Richmond, Kentucky. Johnson is a diabetes advocate and has latent autoimmune diabetes. Once, he started a new job and didn't have health insurance for 90 days.
I'm not doing anything wrong because I'm a productive citizen. I'm paying taxes. I'm willing to buy the health insurance programs that they've got. It's just that I couldn't. And at that point, it became, okay, who on Twitter, who on Facebook is giving out insulin?
Someone from Texas gave him the type of insulin he needed. This year, a new Kentucky law capped the copay costs for insulin. A 30-day supply will cost $30. That will bring relief to about 22,000 people. Angela Lautner championed the bill. Lautner started the Kentucky Insulin for All chapter. The advocacy group run by people with diabetes has been working with the legislature since 2018.
We are citizen lobbyists. We are patients who are struggling. And Kentuckians have died from rationing insulin.
The astronomical cost of insulin has gotten the attention of state lawmakers. In addition to Kentucky, West Virginia recently passed a copay cap on insulin. Ohio legislators have a plan in the works. Although these laws provide relief and help thousands afford insulin, they are limited to state-regulated health insurance. It doesn't apply to people covered by Medicaid. Danny Bentley is a pharmacist and a Kentucky state representative. The Republican lawmaker sponsored the Kentucky insulin copay cap bill. It didn't receive any no votes. Some pushback came from insurance companies.
We did a fiscal note on doing this bill, and the insurance estimates that the bill is not expected to increase administrative costs, but may increase their premiums between 0.0 to 0.1%.
Insulin copay caps have been passed in seven other states. West Virginia State Senator Stephen Baldwin, a Democrat, tried reducing the state's current $100 cap for the past two legislative sessions. He was hoping to get the copay down to $50 or $25. Baldwin, a pastor, argued a lower copay cost could help save people by preventing illness.
There just has been zero interest in moving the ball any further right now. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's really important, but I don't have a whole lot of hope for it coming down any lower next year.
Kate Thomas is with the Association of Diabetes Care and Education Specialists. She says copay cap bills are catching on.
There's a caveat that this is not a cure-all to address out-of-pocket costs for insulin. They're needed. It's definitely a starting point.
The association recommends increasing transparency within insulin supply chains. It also supports federal programs that cut down on costs. A few congressional bills have been introduced this spring, taking aim at insulin prices. Ohio Senator Nikki Antonio, a Democrat, plans to try again this year with a bill to cap insulin copays at $100.
I mean, I've heard stories of people before the pandemic, certainly traveling to Canada to buy their insulin because they could find it cheaper there. That's a problem.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.